Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking Planned Parenthood with Elisa Cafferata of Cafferata & Company for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Elisa Cafferata with Cafferata & Company. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Great to be here.
For those that may not know your history, your grandmother was Barbara Vukanovich,
yes.
A congresswoman, and your mom is Patty Cafferata,
yes.
A state treasurer, and the list of what she's done goes on and on and on.
It does.
So pleasure to have you back on the program, as always. So let's start out with what you felt about the legislative session, your victories and disappointments.
It was the first female majority in the country, which we were very excited about, and I think a lot of people looked to see what was going to come out of that. For Planned Parenthood, which was one of my clients, we had a really successful session. I was more focused on a bill to get family planning funding for women in the state who need it in face of the continued cuts from the federal government. So we got $6 million over the biennium for that. That to me was the biggest victory because it's direct services on the ground, particularly in rural Nevada, which really has suffered a lot of cuts. We were able to add immunization funding into that because it's part of family planning health overall. So that was a major victory, and we got a lot more publicity working with NARAL on removing old, outdated criminalization statutes regarding abortion. But to me, the direct services piece was more important.
Right.
And then to switch hats, I also worked with the Nevada Technology Association. We got a couple more very light touch blockchain legislation bills that still continue to sort of say Nevada's on the cutting edge of this technology and open to innovation.
All right, so let's go back and address it.
Pick a path.
Yeah. So you know, Planned Parenthood obviously is under attack. Abortion is under attack, especially in a couple of the southern states. What's your thoughts on that, considering that we're actually in 2019, about to head into 2020?
You know, Nevada is an extremely pro-choice state, and we're not very far from the rest of the country. Most Americans, I think, their first thought is, isn't this a settled issue? Isn't this settled law? Why are we even still talking about it? And, of course, we're talking about it for political reasons. But most Americans believe abortion should be illegal. You shouldn't put up a bunch of barriers.
I'm going to correct you. You said illegal. You mean it should be legal.
Should not be illegal. Sorry.
Should not be.
Should
okay.
be legal. Yes. It depends on the poll you look at. But right. Yes. most Americans think it should be something women can access without a lot of barriers. It should be a decision between a woman and her doctor. And so, you know, there's all these political attacks just don't make a lot of sense. And what we've seen in Nevada, certainly Joe Hack and some other senators have seen, this is not a great issue for elected officials in Nevada to run against women's health care and access to women's health care. I think it hurt Dean Heller quite a bit as well. So that's where we are, sort of that's the political reality, but in certain southern states, it's a winning strategy. And what's sort of important to me that gets lost in all of this political debate is these are women's lives that you are talking about. And it's not just abortion access, then the next thing is miscarriage management, criminalizing women for things that just are naturally happening to them, making it harder to get access to health care, making women afraid to get prenatal care. You know, so you're really starting to have an impact on women's health. And, you know, I think that hopefully Americans will say, you know, we're not going to put up with this anymore. And it becomes a losing strategy in more and more states to attack women's health care.
Are you concerned as you see some of these cases start out in the local state courts and then moving up towards the Supreme Court with the mix on the Supreme Court now? Do you have concerns?
You know, you can read analysis that says, you know, they'll never actually overturn Roe v. Wade. They'll just set up barriers. Or allow more barriers. Certainly the base of folks that voted for the president based on the idea that the Supreme Court would finally step up and do something are looking for Roe being overturned. And of course then that throws the question to the states, which is why you see all these states outlawing abortion basically. The technology, the medicine has changed so much that it's you won't see what you saw before, but you will see
in terms of
illegal abortions, quote, back alley abortions, because medication abortion is available. But what you will see is a very sort of haves versus have not access to this service, and it really has an impact on women's health and economic lives and ability to sort of determine their own direction and what they want to do in their lives. And so, you know, if you continue to see sort of lack of access in the southern states, for example, you'll see poor maternal health outcomes, you'll see poor, you know, infant outcomes, and you'll see an economic impact, I think.
Why do you think there's not been more promotion of the idea that there are medical forms of family planning that would alleviate the need for abortions? Because I to be honest, I that's the first I've heard of it.
You know, I think that I think most of the people in the pro-life movement sincerely believe, you know, that they are protecting babies is the way they think of it. And
oh, it's way deeper than that. You know, I mean, you know, just to open that up, I mean, you know, people have very deep, as you well know,
yes,
deep religious convictions,
right,
you know, on this matter.
Yeah.
And so it's way beyond just, you know, a simple thought.
No, it, I mean, I think that most people in the movement are quite sincere. And I think that there are a small handful of political folks who are not sincere, who are using it for political reasons to manipulate the base of voters to play on the feelings of those people who have these sincerely held beliefs. Because if you have an in-depth conversation with somebody who has a sincere pro-life attitude, they want women to be healthy, they want babies to be healthy, they want healthy families, and most of them don't oppose birth control. And you see that in, you know, American Catholic women, 98% of them use some form of birth control. So, you know, most people don't have any problem with birth control and family planning.
Well, as you well know, there is a public face of things
right,
and a private face of things, and you can go all the way back to Lincoln's time and watch the movie Lincoln and see exactly what I'm talking about on a number of issues.
Right.
So, yeah, there's always the public and the private versions.
Right. So, you know, so the I think where, you know, things get really challenging for American families or Nevada families is when politicians are manipulating these issues and passing these laws as a way to get elected, motivate the base. A lot of folks aren't paying attention to the details, and when you start asking them questions like, do you, you think that your boss should be able to decide whether you get birth control covered into your insurance or not, most people don't agree with that, but that is what is happening with the extreme bills that are being passed, and I think that's the danger in this issue right now, is that it's not just abortion that is being attacked, abortion access, then it's, you know, it's family planning, it's birth control that's being attacked. You know, women can't get, we just are having this discussion in Nevada, how to help women get access to long-acting reversible contraceptives, IUDs and implants. Well, if you go to a Catholic hospital and you have your baby, they won't let you have an IUD put in, even though medically that's probably the best time to get it done. And more hospitals are becoming Catholic hospitals, so fewer and fewer places you can access this care. Now you have to go in for a separate visit, separate procedure, it's more expensive, it's more dangerous. Just a lot of conversations we should be having as a state about, you know, how we supply healthcare. And access healthcare in this country.
In Northern Nevada, for a long time, there was only, and I believe there only still is, one place where women can access abortions, and that's a security fortress, basically.
Right.
What's the situation in Las Vegas?
There are several abortion providers. Planned Parenthood is one, and there are several others. They have on and off sort of the protest activity, sort of waxes and wanes. As I said, we're an extremely pro-choice state, so we don't have the kind of dedicated protesters that a lot of other places have. And it's, you know, I just wish that the folks who put their energy into protesting would put their energy into helping women have healthy families, or, you know, helping kids who don't have food, or, you know, something productive for. If you believe in families so much, why don't you go help families instead of harassing patients who you have no idea why they're there? At least at Planned Parenthood, they're probably coming to get, you know, an STD test or birth control. They're not coming to get an abortion, but there you are screaming at them. It's horrible for our patients to have to go through these gauntlets of people, but we're there for them. And
well, and I'd like to just, you know, play devil's advocate here and say that yes, there are people there that are protesting, but there are lots of other people in the conservative Christian community who are doing all of those things that you're talking about, and, you know, providing services and help and financing to help families and help kids. They don't get as much publicity because that's not as sexy for the news business,
right.
but that is a reality. Let's take a break. We'll come back. More topics right after this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Elisa Cafferata of Cafferata & Company. So you mentioned at the beginning of the program that one of the things you were excited about was the female majority of the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so explain the difference, because you've covered many sessions,
mm-hmm.
between this session with that majority and previous sessions, maybe go back 20 years. When you were a child.
When I was a child and wasn't loving. I think that in one way, we haven't really seen what a female majority can do, because they were a female majority, but there were a lot of changes that happened throughout the session that were unexpected. And so you had a lot of people in brand new roles that really
had. You mean like changing in leadership?
Changing leadership, right. And, you know, people getting elected, so you had a lot of appointed legislators who nobody had a chance to talk to. So everybody was really getting, you know, their sea legs, basically. What I'm hoping we'll see is continue to see. You did see more conversation about issues that are important to women, and I think we've talked about it on the show even before we got to this point, when we did the tampon tax, for example, removing sales tax on feminine hygiene products. You could just see the men legislators in those committees kind of. How did I get here? Because we didn't ever used to talk about this stuff. And I think that's the big difference is, yeah, you didn't. And because, you know, it wasn't considered important, but really it has a huge impact on half of the population. So the issues of childcare, the issues of paid sick leave, the issues of, you know, family planning. Also, you saw a lot, not just because of the female majority, because male legislators brought these bills too, but bills in response to the Me Too movement and sexual discrimination and sexual harassment. So I think it's just a broader range of topics that will be discussed.
Do you believe that women have a different way of discussing things? Because I know on this program, you'll have men on a pundit panel and they will loudly disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Women tend to be very even-keeled on the program and stab each other in the back anyway. So it's interesting to watch the difference in style. It's much more polite, but it's just as vicious.
I would say, you know, thinking of conversations I've had with various legislators, they run the full gamut from, yes, thoughtful, diplomatic, to passionate and emotional. And both men and women are along the spectrum. And, you know, I've always said once women are in positions of power, they'll start, you know, having some of the same issues and challenges that men in power have. I think there might be some differences of style, but I think it's not universal.
You know, what popped into my mind as you were saying that was, as you look at some of the world leaders that are women, and they are, you know, a little older, just because it's taken that long to get into those positions of power,
right.
A lot of them come from a background of being women in a man's world.
Mm-hmm.
But now it seems like the younger women who are coming in are women that, I don't know if it's an equal world, but mm-hmm. definitely more friendly to women.
Right. It probably didn't have to fight as hard to get to the places that they are. A little easier for them to be heard, perhaps. I think you will start to see sort of different some of those differences come into play as well. Certainly my mother and my grandmother were trailblazers, and they were very clear on their positions, and they didn't really put up with a lot of nonsense, but people really respected them.
Because they had to be as tough or tougher than the men.
Right.
I mean, that was plain and simple. They would not have succeeded if they had not been able to, you know, lay down a marker, and both on the Republican and Democratic side.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's true. And I also think they didn't see it very much. I mean, when we were working on my grandmother's memoirs, and I asked her when she was writing a chapter on deciding to run for Congress, I said, there were like 15 women in Congress at the time she ran. I'm like, didn't that, you know, give you pause? And, you know, she didn't really think about it. So I think they also came from sort of, because of how long they had been involved in politics, you know, it was just a natural world for them, and they didn't see some of those things that, you know, now, because we're talking about it so much, you might
well, it was accepted.
In common on.
Let's face it, back then it was accepted. There were certain things that were accepted. My mother,
right.
who was born in 1914, wanted to be an accountant and went to CPA school, and the boys laughed her out of the class.
Yeah.
So she became a bookkeeper because it just was not the done thing back
right.
then.
Right.
A lot has changed in the
and
last 100 years.
You know, and I think in Nevada, we are sort of an independent state, so if you could do the job, people just let you get on with doing it, and they didn't really much care about, you know, what your gender was. So.
Your grandmother's slogan that I always loved and I always remember, I'm a fighting grandmother and I'm fighting for you. Mm-hmm. That was her slogan. Let's take a break. More on politics when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Elisa Cafferata of Cafferata & Company. So there are now, I think, approximately 1,000 Democratic candidates running for president.
Yep, about that many.
Your thoughts, because, you know, obviously the Democrats cannot run fighting the economy because the economy is doing really well. But one of the things that keeps popping up is taxes. I was listening to Bill de Blasio, and he was talking about taxing people who make more than $2 million a year at 70% rate. You know, one of the reasons why the estate tax is kept alive in terms of fighting it, is the fact that most Americans believe that one day they will be rich.
Right.
So is this a winning strategy for Democrats?
Well, I think the top issue, which many of them are discussing, is healthcare still. And every time the administration says we're going to finally get rid of the Affordable Care Act, that is, you know, that's a plus one for the Democrats. I think that taxes probably are a little wonky, particularly estate tax, although it's pretty safe to say you want to tax millionaires at, you know, 70%, because even though I think I might be one when I die, I'm not one right this minute, so that's probably a safe group to tax. But I don't, and I don't agree with your assertion that the economy is necessarily strong. I was just listening to the, you know, forecasts about 30-year, people buying 30-year, you know, bonds because they're concerned about the short-term returns. So I think we're seeing a lot of warning signs based
on interest rates.
Right.
I mean, talk to any, you know, you and I are both involved in the business world. Mm-hmm. Talk to any businessman in Nevada, and if their business isn't booming, it's their fault.
Right at the moment, but there are a lot of concerns about the trade war, reducing the interest rate when nobody's having trouble getting credit. That's not the problem. So why are you doing it? Oh, the election? Okay. What impact does that have in the economy? I mean, I think a lot of people are seeing that the economy is going to be the issue, and I think that's why you see the president doing the things he's doing. He sees it too. It may be the winning issue.
We shall see. Yeah. That's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much, as
Good
always.
To see you.
Great to see you. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our Nevada Newsmakers channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.